This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Busy times on Capitol Hill, yet perhaps the most profound moment, and one likely to miss major media attention, was when Speaker of the House Paul Ryan spoke in favor of the Conscience Protection Act. Despite more profound disagreements, he said, no one should be forced to violate their conscience. That Conscience Protection Act was passed out of the House, and if passed by the Senate, would stop such government coercion, including the compulsion of some churches to pay for abortion. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats are blocking a Zika virus bill because it refuses to fund the group with perhaps the least to do with Zika itself, Planned Parenthood. Harry Reid then tried to blame Republicans for failing to pass a response to Zika. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Campaign contributions to prosecutors and politicians may have played a role in blocking prosecutions of abortion entities alleged to be selling abortion specimens. As the response to that now falls to the voter, the GOP is writing the strongest rebuke of Planned Parenthood in its platform, calling for defunding of the abortion giant. It also calls for clarifying parts of the Constitution for the cause of life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.